Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming
ABC
on the Civic
News,
Media
I'm
app.
Brian Clark. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the appointment of a special counsel to oversee the investigations into President Biden's son, Hunter.
I'm here today to announce the appointment of David Weiss as a special counsel.
Weiss had been investigating Hunter Biden as the U.S. Attorney for Delaware.
On Tuesday of this week, Mr. Weiss advised me that in his judgment, his investigation had reached a stage at which he should continue his work as a special counsel, and he asked to be so appointed.
A senior DOJ official says this is the first time Weiss has asked to be appointed special counsel. Garland says he's committed to making as much of the special counsel's report as transparent as possible. The death toll from fires in Maui is up to at least 55 people, and that number likely to rise. More than 1,000 structures have been destroyed. Maui's airport is packed with people desperate to escape the disaster. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court announced a pause of the settlement with Purdue Pharma on the country's opioid crisis that shielded members of the Sackler family.
In a statement, Purdue Pharma says it's confident the Supreme Court will agree the plan is legal, but admitted disappointment in the delay giving out billions of dollars communities could use to fight the opioids crisis.
The Supreme Court's going to hear oral arguments this December as the nation is still grappling with an opioids addiction problem.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky. Forecasters have revised their predictions for the Atlantic hurricane season. Specialists at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration now expect to see an above normal season with 14 to 21 named storms and up to 5 major hurricanes. A big factor, the warmer than usual temperature of the waters off the East Coast. And there's a new feature on the rebranded Twitter platform, the CEO of X confirming users will soon be able to make video chat calls without giving out their phone number. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. An Ocano man was sentenced to 11 and a half years in prison for providing drugs that led to an overdose death. Jason Lipp, 36, of Ocano, was found guilty of first-degree reckless homicide in April. The court ruled that he gave a 54-year-old Ocano Falls man a drug that contained heroin, fentanyl, and meth and caused the man's death in 2020. During the trial, people testified that Lipp provided drugs that led to other overdoses as well. In addition to his prison time, Lipp will also serve 10 years of extended supervision. Are your weekend plans set? If you're the indoor type, check out some down-home filmmaking at the Green Bay Film Festival at the Tarleton Theater, Saturday from noon to 9 p.m. The festival features the Wisconsin's own program showcasing Wisconsin filmmakers and stories. The event will have awards and Q&As with directors. It also offers a full dinner menu and beverages. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zombers, over on the board. It is Friday, TGIF, August 11th, 2023. Glad to be back on with you on a Friday afternoon. Mr. Zombers, how the heck are you?
Doing pretty well. Had some good shows so far today.
Well, that's good.
Went home for lunch instead of buying something on State Street. However, I made myself a peanut butter sandwich. So I don't know if it was worth the trip.
Well, you know, it's fine. Lots of things. Now, yesterday we were down live in Milwaukee. I had planned to be up in Sauk City today. And by the way, I'm not supposed to be doing this. They've hired high-priced consultants to tell me I'm supposed to talk less at the beginning of the show. But, you know, but I got things to say, you understand? I was supposed to be in Sauk City today, and my mom is having some work done. She's having some work done. I said, no, it's not like a facelift or a boob job or anything. She's having knee replacement surgery.
Right.
Up there in the great hospital in Sauk City. I was going to go up there. Well, I've been feeling like crap. And people have been listening all week, knowing my voice has not been great. It's probably best today than it's been all week. It's finally coming back a little bit. So yesterday after Milwaukee, I got back from Milwaukee. I got to go to urgent care. So they did a strep test, negative. I found out about an hour ago my COVID test was negative. Because as it turns out, here's a public service announcement for you. This new strain of COVID, there's a new one, another new one out there. And apparently it doesn't get picked up very easily by the rapid home tests.
Yeah,
you basically got to go in and have a professional do it. Well, that came back negative this morning, so I was glad for that. But I was all set up. Well, anyway, a shout out to my mom. My sister has had to, I didn't want to go up there and expose people. So my lovely and talented sister is with mom, and she just got out of surgery, and she's punchy as ever, making jokes at the nurses.
Okay, so, awesome.
I'm glad that mom is out of the... And by the way, she's not even on medication yet, apparently. She's not even on the pain meds, and she's already a little punchy. I, however, am on heavy medication after it turns out I have a very bad sinus infection. So they dope me up on antibiotic. And let me just say this, for all the people out there that say, oh, I like the holistic way first, and, you know, try this and go to the Whole Food store first or whatever, and look at the stars and think positive. Screw that. I want the drugs. I want all the drugs. Give me the drugs because that's what cures me. You understand? I want all the medication I possibly can get.
I think part of that whole mindset is understanding your body and knowing when that's not going to work.
I understand that my body loves the drugs.
I'm going to save these clips for later use.
Yes, please do. So I am feeling better. And thank goodness to the good folks at GHC, the hospital or the medical center here, urgent care last night in West Washington. So I am back on the mend. I thought I'll just do this show from home because I'm still not 100%. And as I was all set to go. And we've changed over to the StreamYard. If you watch us on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, looks fantastic, but you have to use Chrome. You can't use my Safari on my MacBook Pro. You got to use Chrome. So about a quarter after noon, just as town call is starting, I'm listening to you and Will and Luke. Great show, by the way. I'm locked out of my Civic Media account on Chrome. Works fine on Safari, but I go to like change my password. It says see your administrator for that.
That's bizarre, especially because it is like a Gmail-based system.
Didn't work. Doesn't work at all. So I'm like, well, I'll pack up. I literally walked in here an hour or 4 or 5 minutes before the show starts. I'm going to go to get myself some water. And the Culligan water thing is out. There's no water here. So here's what I want Alice back. You understand? That's what we need. We need coffee with Alice. We need more of it. And that's exactly what we need around here. Because the place has just gone, I don't know. I'm a little hot today. Can you tell?
You have some things to be upset about.
It's just not. And here's the thing to take. The takeaway is Todd and technology do not work well together. It's just a conflict of interest. Here's what is going to work well today. Our topics and your phone calls, because you all are going to save me. The topic we're going to talk about at the top of the hour here is a great story. And I'm going to give some, and this might seem odd for those of you who are regular listeners to the show. I'm going to give some love to a couple of Republicans in the state legislature from up north in northern Wisconsin, because by golly, they've actually come to their senses. Do you believe that undocumented folks, those who do not have papers currently in status to be in the United States, do you believe that they should be able to have a legal driver's license to drive, not to vote, not to use for travel, but do you believe that you should, that undocumented folks should have a legal driver's license to drive? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And a couple of Republicans in the state legislature from up north have finally come around to this. And you want to know why? And I give them credit. They have gone to town hall meetings and actually listened to the dairy farmers near Abbotsford and said, you know what? We can't find anybody else to work on our dairy farms. And so we're using migrant labor to keep the farm going. And many of these folks are not documented. And it makes it impossible for them to get to work. They're afraid. They're scared. And guess what? Guess who else is in favor of this? Some of the law enforcement up around Abbotsford as well. Come back and take your calls. 844-967-2789. Also, breaking news on Hunter Biden and Donald Trump. Love that as well. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's about 15 past the hour, 1 o'clock. You're absolutely right, Mr. Zomers. I guess I had a fever of 99, I guess, last night when I went, but they thought it was the infection.
Right.
Just, it's one of those days where everything you do just adds up, and you're just like, what's the point?
Well, everybody has those days.
Right? We're going to get into this in a little while. I'm not going to do it right now, but breaking news across the wires. Number one this morning, out in D.C., Judge Chutkan has said that Donald Trump's right to free speech on the January 6th case is not absolute. Gave some parameters there. But by and large, I think Trump was probably the winner in this hearing today to restrict what he can say and can't say. Talk about that later. And also breaking, special counsel has now been appointed to the Hunter Biden case. Attorney General Merrick Garland, says Trump appointee U.S. attorney who is investigating Hunter Biden has been given special counsel status. That's U.S. Attorney Weiss, who requested to be elevated to special counsel on Tuesday. And, you know, you recall that this whole thing broke down in court here a couple of months and a half ago. There was a deal, apparently, for a plea deal for her, for Hunter Biden. The judge didn't like it. And now Merrick Garland has appointed a special prosecutor. I think this is good, honestly. Because I've said from the beginning, if there's something there on Hunter Biden, it should be investigated fully. Law should play out just like for Trump.
Absolutely.
I got no problem with that.
If it requires these resources to be thrown at it, yeah, use the appropriate procedure.
So we'll talk about that just a little bit later. Here's a story in ProPublica. Came out today. Entitled, Why Some Wisconsin Lawmakers and Local Officials Have Changed Their Minds About Letting Undocumented Immigrants Drive. Great story by Melissa Sanchez. ProPublica, of course, a nonprofit newsroom, a great investigative newsroom. Starts out when Judy Klepp became the municipal court judge in Abbotsford, Wisconsin, more than a decade ago. She was shocked to see how many Latinos were ticketed for driving without a license. She asked herself, couldn't they just get a license and stop breaking the law? Then she got to know some of the drivers, mostly Mexican immigrants who lived and worked in the community. Despite not speaking Spanish, she was able to communicate with many of them and learned that they were undocumented and prohibited by state law from getting a driver's license. She says, I see more of it. The more I think we're probably wrong in not allowing them to get a license. Last week, ProPublica reported how in Wisconsin, a state bill itself called America's Dairyland, relies on undocumented immigrants to work in its dairy farms, but does not let them drive. As a result, many undocumented dairy workers struggle to take care of some of the most basic needs, from buying groceries and cashing checks to visiting the doctor, taking their kids to school. They say they're trapped on the farms where they live and work, dependent on others to take them where they need to go. Immigrants who break the law and drive anyway risk getting ticketed and receiving heavy fines, even being arrested or deported. Quote, it's scary to drive, said an undocumented Honduran immigrant who works near Abbotsford. But there's some good news in this. The challenge has been convincing Republicans who control the state legislature to take action. Quote, I have some Republican voters and Republican colleagues that say, hey, they came here illegally. They didn't come here through the legal channels, so they shouldn't be rewarded, said Representative Patrick Snyder, a GOP lawmaker whose district sits to the east of Abbotsford and includes parts of Marathon County. Quote, I understand their concerns, but in the same sense, if we suddenly kicked out all the people here, the undocumented, our dairy farms would collapse. We have to come up with a solution. Congrats to Representative Patrick Snyder, Republican from Abbotsford. I give him credit for stepping out against the norm of his party to say, look, we have to be in reality here. And the reality is, it is both safer for law enforcement and safer for our roads if the undocumented are trained in correctly how to drive, if they haven't been, and have a license. Again, not to vote, and it can be marked, like in other states, says not to vote. But not often do we see Republicans willing to say this. Representative Patrick Snyder, GOP lawmaker, just east of Abbotsford, stepping out. What say you? Should undocumented folks be allowed to obtain a driver's license? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Go up to beautiful Hayward, our new station up there called The Buzz. And Kurt, listening in up in Hayward, we appreciate you. What say you?
First of all, I hope you feel better.
Thank you. I appreciate
Secondly,
that.
to take on a statewide a network like you guys have must have taken a lot of money. Who's the money behind this this operation?
We've been very upfront with it since the beginning. His name is Sage Weil, who is the investor. But not just the investor, the owner and CEO.
Okay. Second question. I just get, you guys kind of make fun of Scott Walker. Scott Walker won 3 elections in 2 years in Wisconsin, number one. Number two, I would say he's probably the most consequential governor in the last 100 years.
Okay, Kurt, I'm not talking about Scott Walker right now. What's your feeling on undocumented?
No, I know you're not, but you make fun of Scott Walker. I called in before you talked about the illegal people. I'm just wondering why you go after Scott Walker that much, and you're talking about we only hear one side of the story. We're only hearing one side of the story from you, too. You mentioned Hunter Biden today.
All right, let's just take one thing at a time here. Let's take one thing at a time. We're not talking about a Walker, but fine, I'll go down that road for a second. I was actually in the state capitol in 2011 during Act 10. I was actually in private meetings with Scott Walker, with my boss, former State Senator Dale Schultz. And I witnessed firsthand how Scott Walker sold the Wisconsin people down the road and divided this state like never before. I was just in South Milwaukee yesterday at a beautiful public school, South Milwaukee Public High School. Thanks to Scott Walker, we now have a 2-tier education system in this state, the haves and the have-nots.
So I would say,
Scott Walker.
To say that he's a really consequential governor is
he
accurate.
Is. Yes. Yes, Kurt. Scott Walker is a consequential governor because he did more damage in this state than any other governor in my lifetime. Also, as long as we're up in Hayward, Kurt, let's talk about that great mining bill that my former boss, Republican Dale Schultz, stopped the first time. Spent a lot of time up in northern Wisconsin, Kurt. A lot of time listening to a lot of folks. And what Scott Walker did in pushing through this mining bill, which raped environmental laws throughout this entire state. And how many jobs has that bill created, Kurt? How many jobs has that bill created? Because he gave a great State of the Union address, State of the State address, had mining people behind him, a Wisconsin flag, said all kinds of jobs are going to come to northern Wisconsin. Know how many have come up there so far? Zero. Zero. Scott Walker did more damage to the state than any governor in at least the last 50 years. And we are still recovering, and it will take years to fully recover from the damage of Scott Walker. But that's not exactly what I was talking about, was it? But hey, as long as people want to push me, that's fine. I'm not going to shy away from it. I guess, I don't know, maybe Brian Schimming asked Kurt to call up today. Let's go to the lacrosse. Dana, lacrosse, thanks for holding. What say you? Should undocumented workers be able to have a driver's license? In lacrosse, up to our brand new station on the Eagle. Go ahead.
Sure, absolutely they should. They're just undocumented. They're not terrorists, and they're here to work and to help us. So, yes, they should have a license if they need it to do their job. The other thing I want to talk about, first I want to address your last caller. He mentioned how, you guys, you're always bashing Scott Walker. You're only telling one side of the story. Well, my friend, you've got 83 other stations that tell your side of the story, which is the non-factual side. You can tune in here and get the other side, which is the factual side. That's really all there is there for you, my friend. So you got to pick and choose which you want to listen to and be informed on. I want to go to Hunter here, Todd. With this special counsel being appointed, should this mean now that these yahoos in Congress can stop with their ridiculous investigation, since there'll be a real investigation? Well, I anticipate it'll probably end up like the Durham investigation, but at least it'll have some credibility. I'll let you go. All right. I'll listen to your comments off the air. Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Dana. Appreciate your call. Dana in lacrosse. This is a still breaking story. I literally watched the CBS special report on television before I came on the air. I was looking a little bit. So I haven't read every single thing on this. Let me be upfront about that. But from what I know, it appears that now that a special counsel has been assigned, that actually could slow down the congressional investigation. Perhaps into next year. So there are political ramifications here, of course, as well. And one of the accusations from the right is that allegedly President Biden, when he was vice president, was on a phone call where Hunter Biden was talking about business dealings. That has not been proven. But now there's a special counsel that can look into that and other charges. Former Trump Attorney General Bill Barr was on CBS's Face the Nation this week. Barr had a legitimate point, both about Trump and Hunter Biden. He said, look, some of this stuff could be embarrassing and even immoral, but not necessarily illegal. I also think it's important to remember that one of these people is the front runner for a major party nomination for President of the United States, Trump. One is the son of the current president, not seeking office, not a public holder, office holder. But again, I'm all for, I think this is, while it could be some political embarrassment for President Biden, I actually think this is good to have Biden's attorney general appoint a special prosecutor to look into his son, because it shows, look, well, there is no favoritism here. We're simply seeking out the truth, seeking out justice. And to his credit, unlike the former president, the current president, Biden, is not going on Twitter and attacking his attorney general or putting out threats against the special prosecutor. He's staying mum, simply saying, look, he's my son. I love him. And that's it. As it should be. As it should be. More calls on the line. We have Mark in the Sack and Jill from Pewaukee. Don't go anywhere. Take your call on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing the appointment of a special counsel to oversee the investigations into President Biden's son, Hunter.
I'm here today to announce the appointment of David Weiss as a special counsel.
Weiss had been investigating Hunter Biden as the U.S. attorney for Delaware.
On Tuesday of this week, Mr. Weiss advised me that in his judgment, his investigation had reached a stage at which he should continue his work as a special counsel, and he asked to be so appointed.
A senior DOJ official says this is the first time Weiss has asked to be appointed special counsel. Garland says he's committed to making as much of the special counsel's report as transparent as possible. The death toll from fires in Maui is up to at least 55 people, and that number likely to rise. More than 1,000 structures have been destroyed. Maui's airport is packed with people desperate to escape the disaster. This is ABC News.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. Some Green Bay parents are concerned about a transgender athlete who wants to play on girls' sports teams. Last night, a meeting was held between Green Bay school district officials and dozens of parents to discuss the issue. Parents were told that the student in question has met requirements to participate under the WIAA and the Department of Education's Title IX guidelines and will be allowed to participate. Some parents were disappointed, saying their primary concern is about locker room issues and safety. More hamburgers? Yes, please. Check out Burger Fest this weekend in Seymour, the home of the hamburger. You'll find some fun activities like a burger eating contest and a giant ketchup slide. It all kicks off at 6 tonight with a hot air balloon glow. And not only does Seymour claim to be the home of the burger, the town says the hamburger was born in Seymour in 1885. I think we can all agree it's aging quite well. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Ha ha ha! Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya! Ha ha ha!
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Well, having a little bit of fun. Voice is still out of sorts. I apologize for that, but we finally have the meds. The antibiotics are running through my veins. So hopefully by Monday, I'm going to rest the voice over the weekend, and hopefully by the time Monday rolls around, be back to somewhat of normal. Appreciate you tolerating the rough horse voice.
Just make sure that... You continue to take the antibiotics.
Oh, good.
I know you know, but I think it's always a good thing to mention when you talk about antibiotics that if you're taking them, take the full course.
Yes. Do not skimp.
Even if you feel better, the bacteria is still there. And the ones that you really don't want to have a chance to regroup are the ones that are going to get stronger if you don't finish your course of antibiotics.
Exactly.
So you'll get really sick.
Yes. We don't want that. 34 now past the hour. On a Friday afternoon, August 11th, Mr. Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along. Let's go back to the phone lines, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, talking about these undocumented workers In Wisconsin, people have a driver's license, but we've kind of turned into an open line Friday as well. So, Mark from the SAC, always appreciate you, my friend. Thanks for holding. What say you on this Friday?
Yeah, definitely. People should be able to get access to driver's license. And maybe Tom Kefney should get off his dead ass and get some law going to get these folks into this country legally. And getting back to Kurt's call about Scotty Walker, let's remember Scott Walker was running an illegal campaign out of his county office. And the damage that Scott Walker did to county government and county infrastructure in Milwaukee County cost at least one young man his life when a garage collapsed on him. Let's remember Keith Gilkes, his lawyer for his campaign, sent an email to his county office, I think to Cindy Archer, say make sure that no information about the inspections about that facility, the O'Donnell Street garage, I believe it was, that collapsed and killed that kid, Gerald Kellner, back in 2010, doesn't make it out to the press. Scott Walker was running that campaign illegally with his secret server there, and he continued to run campaigns illegally because he was coordinating with other outside groups while he was governor and running for office. And after he got caught, he didn't change the law prior to his getting caught. He got caught, and then the compliant Supreme Court decided, oh, it's okay to coordinate. That law was unconstitutional in the first place, coordination between campaigns and outside groups of certain types. So don't give me this crap about Scott Walker being so consequential. Yeah, he was consequential. He did enormous damage to the state. How many billions of dollars in federal money could we have taken into the state to address some of the health care needs of citizens in the state? So, I mean, that Scott Walker, I don't know, there's not enough. He might have some redeeming characteristics, but I see none at all.
Well, I appreciate the call, Mark. And the thing I always love, especially about a guy like from Hayward, is, well, you're not telling the other side of it. Well, I was actually in the building in 2011 and 2012 and 13 and 14. So I can tell you the side from actually being in there, but it just slays me when these people want to, remake history in some sort of image that Scott Walker is this saint. I mean, he hides behind this, son of a Baptist minister thing, quoting out scripture all the time. And instead of acting like a Christian, wanting to help people, he hurts them through his policies. And having him out of the governor's office is the best possible thing this state could have had in recent memory. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. If you want to weigh in on this issue of should undocumented workers be allowed to have a legal driver's license or open line Friday, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go down to beautiful Pewaukee, home of the J.J. Watt and the Watt brothers down there. Jill is calling in from Pewaukee. Jill, what say you?
Oh, well, I have a couple comments. First of all, I'm glad to hear that you got a care plan going because we need your powerful voice.
Thank you.
My dad was a 50-year union man out here in Pewaukee, so I don't hear any other radio show talking about union issues like you do. So thank you very much.
My pleasure.
As far as the immigrant situation, I believe they need to be able to have driver's license so they can also get insurance. Is that not correct?
Like for driver's insurance? Yeah, you have to have a license, I believe, to get driver's insurance. So yeah, that's another great reason to have that. Well, I find it interesting.
Well, and it would affect all of us, because if we get in an accident with someone like that who doesn't have a license and also doesn't have insurance, then, we're all hurt by that. So.
No, I totally agree. And again, I want to be clear. I'm giving props to Republican lawmaker, State Representative Patrick Snyder up there by Abbotsford. I mean, look, it's not easy. It's tough, rather, in today's climate in a Republican caucus to have the fortitude to stand up to your caucus and say, look, I live there, and this is what I'm seeing. So I'm hopeful. I spent a lot of time beating up on my former party, but I'm glad to see there are people like Representative Snyder who are actually trying to do some good.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Jill, we appreciate you. Are you listening on the Shaw, WAUK down there, or on the app?
I'm listening on the Shaw.
All right. I was just down there yesterday. Well, went by Pewaukee on the interstate, but was down in South Milwaukee. Beautiful part of the state. Love being down. I drove right by the state fair. Didn't have time to stop, but a lot of people there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. Jill, thank you so very much for calling down there in Pewaukee. Thanks for being a great listener. We appreciate you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so very much. Appreciate it. I think this is a great story by ProPublica, by Melissa Sanchez, that points out, because the way she writes the story, I encourage you to go online and read the entire thing. Because it points out that basically, if you just listen to each other, you could come to a similar conclusion. In this story, Abbotsford Mayor Jim Wicks said that he's talked to the representative and others a lot. Wicks says he is a Republican who backs Trump and supports tougher border policies, but he does not think the current state law, which lets undocumented immigrants own cars but prohibits them from driving, makes sense. Quote, we need these people to learn how to drive and our rules and regulations and everything, Wicks said. But, like many fellow Republicans, Wicks worries about voter fraud and said he wouldn't want undocumented immigrants to use driver's license to vote illegally. Since Wisconsin residents can use driver's license as proof of ID for voting, he would urge lawmakers to ensure that any type of driver's license that is created for undocumented immigrants be clearly marked as, quote, not to be used for voting.
That's easy. Unquote. I mean, it's just like if you get a state-issued ID, it has clearly marked in bright red letters on it, not a driver's license.
Right.
So you would just do the same thing.
Yep, exactly. So, I mean, I don't believe that, again, having been based on my actual time in the state capitol and looking into voter fraud, I don't think that's a problem anywhere. Anyway, I should say. But I got no problem with that. Yeah, as you say. I mean, it's an easy fix and other states do it. Back in March, according to this article, law enforcement officials expressed concern about having so many people on the road who have not passed a local driving test. Quote, there is a danger. We want to keep the road safe, said Clark County Sheriff Scott Haynes. Quote, I'm looking more for the safety of all citizens. The sheriff said that the meeting opened his eyes to the issue's complexities. But he said, changing the law is out of our hands. Like Bauer, he said that the legislature allows undocumented immigrants to get licenses, unless, he said, they allow that. He has to enforce the law, which, again, I see law enforcement side of this as well. He can't tell his officers, well, you know, don't give that person a ticket, but give that person a ticket. You have to apply the law as it's written. So he'd like to see the legislature change the law. A farmer at the meeting said, quote, dairy cows are 24/7. I don't have the luxury of shutting down the machines. We have to milk them every single day, three times a day. If someone doesn't show up to work, it's kind of a big deal compared to other industries. He said, we're dealing with live creatures. ProPublica reached out to four Republican lawmakers who attended that meeting as identified in the meeting's organizations and other attendees. Senator Jesse James, that's his real name, declined to comment, though he recently told Wisconsin Public Radio he would be open to considering legislation to give undocumented immigrants access to a driver's license. So props to Senator Jesse James for at least being open-minded enough to say he'd think about it.
Also, we got a text from Jeff from Shorewood that says, give me a freaking break. You think any undocumented worker with a driver's license would go anywhere near a polling place? They're terrified of getting deported. And yeah, I feel like they wouldn't try to vote, most likely.
That's absolutely right. Where was I here? So props to Senator Jesse James. Let's see here. Representative Callahan did not respond to interview requests, but in June press release, he explained how Republicans had removed, quote, liberal wish list items from the governor's budget proposal, including driver's licenses and other new benefits for illegal immigrants, unquote. Meanwhile, Snyder and Representative Donna Rosar, whose district includes Abbotsford, said they'd support legislation restoring driver's license driving privileges to undocumented immigrants in Wisconsin. But both acknowledged it would be a tough sell to some of their Republican colleagues. The real problem, they said, is Congress's failure to fix the country's broken immigration system. I'll go along with that to a large degree. But again, props to State Representative Donna Rosar, who, in addition to Patrick Snyder, Representative Patrick Snyder, two Republicans who have the fortitude to say, yeah, I'd vote for a bill that allows undocumented folks to have a legal driver's license to drive only because it makes Wisconsin roads safer. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Let's go to Dick right here in Madison on WMDX. Dick, what say you?
Well, I got a question after I comment on that. I absolutely think they should be able to drive. And if you want to hear a sucking sound, don't let them have that ability, and that'll be the farm, you know, ag industry.
Yeah.
I mean, it just absolutely. Something that's really bothering me lately is Republicans are saying now, from polling I'm seeing, that they're all right with a convicted felon running for president. But then on the same hand, isn't it true that convicted felons can't vote?
If you're a convicted felon, yeah, sure, absolutely.
Yeah. So then, and this is kind of an alternative fact type of thing, I guess I'm going to next is, they're saying now there's some people out there that are just kooky enough to say, you know, they're flat earther types, that the war in Ukraine actually isn't happening. Mm. Well, and if it's not happening, why are they worried about cutting funding for it? It's not happening.
Well, there's a lot of hypocrisy right now going on the Republican Party side. I mean, you got Brian Steele, the congressperson from Janesville, who used to work for Paul Ryan, saying he's going to vote for Trump. But his former boss, who he says he's in line with, Paul Ryan, says he'd never vote for Trump again and not even going to attend the convention. There's a lot of hypocrisy, Dick, right now in the Republican Party.
I think, too, this next couple of weeks from now, whenever it is, this debate, the two guys that are actually out against him, go ahead and just say so and say that and still go to the debate.
Right.
I mean, he does all kinds of stuff he's not supposed to do, but I think Hutchinson and Christie better both stick to their guns and go, you know, no, I will not vote for the man if he's a nominee.
We need more people like Hutchinson and Chris Christie, and here in Wisconsin, Representative Patrick Snyder and Representative Donna Rosar, who are at least willing to say they would vote for this bill that would let undocumented folks have a driver's license. I want to get to Susan because she's in her car. Let's get to Susan. We got about 45 seconds here, Susan, but it's all yours. What say you?
Oh, I was just saying, I totally agree. Everyone should be able to have their driver's license, especially if they're going to be working. But also these dairy farms, as much as they need them, they're also violating the law because nobody's working on reform in immigration reform. So everybody's breaking the law instead of really trying to fix the problem that is existing. And yes, these people should be able to have access to be able to drive.
Susan, appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. Well, if you're on the phone lines, hold. We'll take you after the break of the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. The Maggie Dawn. Gron Show.
Donald J. Trump has now been indicted for a third time. The purpose of the conspiracy was to overturn the legitimate results of the 2020 presidential election by using knowingly false claims of election fraud. The defendant enlisted co-conspirators to assist him in his criminal efforts. Jim Troupas, Ron Johnson, they're coming for you. Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Jeffrey Clark, yeah, you as well.
Weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to the Tom Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along. Mr. Aaron Zommer is on the board. Talking about this issue, article in ProPublica by Melissa Sanchez. Great article. Go read it. Called Why Some Wisconsin Lawmakers and Local Officials Have Changed Their Mind About Letting Undocumented Immigrants Drive. I talk a lot about my former party, about how things have changed and not for the good. But I also think it's important to point out people who are being thoughtful. And there are still some Republicans out there who are being thoughtful. And big props to State Representative Patrick Snyder and State Representative Donna Rosar, who have gone on the record as saying, both from around the Abbotsford area and after meeting with dairy farmers and constituents and business people and law enforcement officials around Abbotsford, they're now saying, you know what? I understand the problem. And as long as we can protect voter integrity, and you can simply by stamping the driver's license to drive only or not to vote, they get it. They say, look, we'd be willing to vote for a bill that says undocumented workers in Wisconsin, if they pass the correct tests, could obtain a legal driver's license to drive only. What say you? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Gary in Sussex. Gary, what say you?
All right. I'm a Republican, so I hope that – I think this is the first time I called you. I do listen to you, but
– appreciate that.
Got me really mad. I like listening to you, but you really got me mad. I got two things to say. I'm going to tell you the first thing that got me really ticked off. About a month ago when we were having the smoke issue, You guys were on the radio, and one of you guys said, I don't know if it was you or Luke or one of the guys, said, I wonder what that smoke is from. And you said, it's probably from Pat Robertson burning in hell. And I thought that was disgusting to say about somebody who died and a good guy like Pat Robertson. Now, I don't know if you're Catholic or not, but I would never say, like, oh, that's probably the smoke from Mother Teresa burning in hell. Pat Robertson is a good guy, and I took real offense to it. But, you know, I got thick skin, and I still listen to you, but it took me about a month to call you on this thing. So
it was me, you know, by the way, but I don't want to get into a Pat Robertson discussion. But go ahead. What's your next point?
Okay. As far as driving, if you're illegal in this country and you skipped the border and you got in here, I don't think you should be honored and privileged with getting a driver's license. Now, if you could become a documented person and get a Social Security number, I have no problems. My grandparents came over from Sweden back in like 1920, I think it was. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them going through Ellis Island and coming into this country. So I'm absolutely fine with people coming in. But I want them documented. I want them working with Social Security numbers, and great.
Gary, I think you actually bring up a good point here, and that is, and that's what many of these people in this article by ProPublica are saying, is we need to have true immigration reform. And as a former Republican myself, I believe the last person that truly tried to get real immigration reform in this country was George W. Bush. And he divided and created ICE and was on the way to doing this. But there is little courage from either Republicans or Democrats to actually take this on. And the reason is because the Republicans don't want to go home and be accused of being soft on immigration because they don't put enough money. I used to work immigration issues for a former congressman, Scott Klug. And I will tell you, as someone who has gone and visited with INS, now ICE workers, in their offices, off the record, they are understaffed. Congress doesn't put the money into it. And so, yes, many of these people, they're working undocumented on the farms. I agree with you, Gary. They want to be, quote unquote, legal. But the system is so messed up that it makes it almost impossible for them to do that. Number two, here's my question to you, though. So in light of Congress being messed up, both Republicans and Democrats on this issue, if they're not going to do their job, if we just crack down and say we're going to get rid of all the undocumented workers, there are dairy farmers in this article by ProPublica, and I know this from experience because I talked to a lot of them when I worked in the state legislature. Our dairy industry in Wisconsin, if you kicked out all the undocumented workers, it would collapse, Gary. And I don't think we want that either, do we?
No, I understand. I have people that I know that are doing landscaping, and I don't know how many people are immigrants or documented and who are illegal with the Social Security. I don't ask that question. That's up to them. Mm-hmm. But and I understand, and I'm not against people becoming citizens here. I just don't want scum-sucking pigs coming across the border and bringing in drugs and fentanyl. If you're a good family and you go out there and you turn yourself in, you say, look, I want to come into this country. This is I got my paperwork here. Then I'm fine with them becoming citizens able to vote.
I think you sound like a decent guy, Gary. But let me ask you this. Of all you brought up some of these folks at Landscape, all right? Of folks that may or may not be, you know, immigrant folks, how many of them do you know that are, in your words, scum-sucking pigs or terrible people?
None of them. All of them are really good people.
Thank you. I mean that, Gary. I mean that. Thank you for saying that on the air. And you've proven, I don't want to say proven a point. That's not fair to you. You have given me hope because I think that there are a lot of people like you that are Republicans who just said that they're fine people, that they're good people, the ones that you know. I think that people like Trump and the Republican leadership have done a disservice because they keep saying all this fiery rhetoric that there's just no evidence for.
The thing is this. I just want to have people in this country who we know who they are and they have proof. I don't mind them becoming citizens. Mm-hmm. My grandparents became citizens, and it's fine. Right. I just don't want the MS-13 people coming. The drug dealers are coming in and killing our people. No, I just want to know who they are. And if they have a driver's license and if they have a social security number and they're good family and they're working hard and they're not committing crimes, I have no problems with them coming here, giving them a driver's license and driving and everything else.
I gotta go to this caller, Gary, but really, really, truly appreciate the call. I think you have some great points, and I think we're in agreement that we want folks legally here if they can. But again, to your point, very few of these people are bad folks. That is the exception, not the rule. And so that's why, I agree with those points. Let's go to, if we got time here, Mr. Zomers, let's try to get to, was it Chuck in Madison? Was he next?
I don't think we have time for it.
All right. So Chuck and Tom and Gary, or Chuck, Tom, stay on the line if you can through the break. We will get at you on the other side. We'll try to get the gremlins out of our equipment here. And some great calls. Appreciate the thoughtful call by Gary from Sussex on this. Might not agree entirely, but that's a thoughtful, rational position. And that's what we want here. A good discussion of thoughtful, rational positions. Going to talk more about this on the other side. Also, there's a new voice, or at least co-voice, the Wisconsin Badger football team on the Badger Radio Network. We'll talk about that. Don't go anywhere on the Tom Ball Show.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.